How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys Alex and Ryan. Today we're talking about Clark Schmidt, a really important arm in this rotation, and at the end of the day, Schmidt's development and growth could have a pretty critical impact on how this rotation performs in 2024. Schmidt was extremely volatile last year, ups and downs, lots of downs, inconsistencies. His pitch mix, you know, solid nonetheless. Added a new pitch, which Ryan's going to do a very nice deep dive for you on in this episode and give you an idea into what he's trying to do to improve his stuff and, you know, attack some of the weaknesses in his game. Last year, we saw him kind of struggle after the fifth inning. The third time around the lineup, he would really start to kind of get chipped away at, and teams are starting to see his pitches. I think they can use him a little bit more efficiently, strategize a bit more efficiently. And at the end of the day, when you look at Schmidt's stuff, it's legit. He has the upside to be a really good player in the MLB, and I think the Yankees are trying to get the maximum value out of him. So, Ryan, before we dive into Clark Schmidt, what he's done to make some gradual improvements, if not some major ones this offseason, how you do today, my friend?
I'm doing phenomenal, and I think that this is a huge development for Clark Schmidt because he's never really had anything like an off-speed pitch to go to. You know, the idea was the cutter was supposed to help him against left-handed batters, but left-handed batters actually performed better against him this past season than he did in 2022, so it was a step in the wrong direction. And, you know, I think the Yankees and Schmidt specifically identified those things and, you know, were like, hey, you know, part of the off-season game plan and part of the off-season work you're going to put in is going to be tailored around trying to find something to get lefties out. I was shocked it was a changeup. I kind of expected him to just like refine the cutter, which he did. And I expected him to just, you know, maybe work on sequencing or whatever it may be. But it ended up being a new changeup. And that changeup's pretty gross. You know, it gets over 34 inches of vertical drop. That's above the major league average for a changeup released at his arm slot, which is super encouraging because it kind of plays closer to a splitter than it does a changeup, right? Splitters get a little more drop and a little less arm side run. And I'm not saying it is a splitter. It's a split change, kind of a hybrid of the two pitches. You know, it's a pitch that you'll see thrown by guys, you know, like Carlos Carrasco, who's kind of thrown for a while. You know, he kind of mentioned modeling his split change with Kevin Gausman's grip, but Kevin Gausman's splitter is a pure splitter. It's a lot. It's definitely different from Clark Schmidt's pitch. But at end of the day, the ability to get that downward movement, really just sharp dropping action. It doesn't have a lot of arm side movement, so it's really going to play well to left-handed batters. I'm really encouraged by it. I think this is a pitch that has a really good chance of helping him and just keeping left-handed batters honest. And now, you know, let's say that pitch can be an above-average pitch for him, which I think is about an average to an above-average pitch. You know, if we were to do a 20-80 scale, 50 average, you know, and every 10 is a standard deviation better than the average, his changeup would probably be a 50 in terms of just pure shape. And that might not sound impressive, like whoop-de-doo, he has an average pitch. Well, if you've got five pitches that are average to above average, you've got one hell of an arsenal. And if we look at his sinker, he's added a little more arm side run to it. It looks a lot more like the sinker he was throwing in 2022, which was an above average pitch. Again, probably like a 55 grade pitch. His sweeper is gaining a little more, you know, glove side action. It's breaking more horizontally. It is a little bit slower, but that's because it's generating more of that horizontal movement. I think that pitch is improved. That's probably more of like a 65 pitch instead of a 60 where it was at last year. And the knuckle curveball's always elite, but he's added like 7 inches of drop on it in his most recent spring training start. That pitch is a buzzsaw pitch. It's absolutely devastating. That's probably like a 70 grade pitch right there. And the cutter's probably right somewhere in that 50 to 55 range. So we're talking about just a plethora of different pitches that do a lot of different things. His cutter is getting a little more ride. He's getting behind it a little bit more. Overall, Alex, I mean, we're talking about the ability to throw pitches that move in just all these different ways. The curveball has heavy drop and glove side movement. The sweeper doesn't drop as much, but it has a little more glove side movement, and it's a sharper velocity, right? The sinker has drop and arm side run. It goes, you know, 94, 95 now, kind of into the hands of righties and away from lefties, and can go back door to lefties. The changeup, he can throw it and kind of get swings and misses, get drops off the table. He's just got everything. He's got everything he kind of needs now. His command got better last year. I thought he did a better job of kind of locating in zone and out of zone. I think his sequencing got better as the season went on. I just think this is a guy who's primed to break out if he can just kind of keep all those five pitches and sequence them properly. And, you know, that relationship he's building with Marcus Stroman, it's not a matter of Stroman going, hey, try this new pitch. It's more of a conversation about when to use those pitches and when to use those weapons, because they have very similar weapons. Sinker, sweeper, slider, cutter. They both also have a like kind of a split change kind of situation. So these are guys with very similar repertoires. Alex, I'm very excited to see how these guys kind of bounce off of each other, how Schmidt, you know, continues to progress, because he's a guy who could be a big player in this rotation. upcoming season and really do a lot of good things because he's one of the more durable guys they have, at least right now.
Absolutely. Like you said, the durability there is what stands out to me. Like, you know, with Rodon, with Cortez, with that lack of, you know, confidence, at least in myself, I don't have the confidence that those guys are going to be stay healthy for the majority of the season. Of course, we hope they do. But right now, I think Schmidt probably is the number five in this rotation, right? You're looking at Gerrit Cole, you're looking at Rodon, Stroman, Cortez, and then, of course, Clark Schmidt. And to be quite honest with you, you know, we saw the performance yesterday. He looks pretty sharp. I think that best case scenario, Schmidt could be our number three this year. I'm still on the fence about Cortez. The injury concerns me. He's had one great season, and we love Cortez. Don't get us wrong, or don't get me wrong at the very least, but I still need to see more. I need to see the 2022 version of him. You know, we know he's not a high-velocity pitcher. He uses those different arm slots, and it does him very well, but, you know, it can, you know, that shoulder issue, like a rotator cuff, it concerns me, to say the least. You know, Schmidt has that wide pitch mix, wide array, and I've said this before in previous episodes. I would love to see him use, like, two pitches in the first go through the lineup, like as the prominent pitch. He uses all of his pitches sometimes, and then batters are seeing everything, and then they know what's coming the next lineup, and then they get more comfortable, and they get more comfortable, and they're starting to see his release. They're starting to see his, you know, where the ball is coming out, his arm slot. I just feel as though he could do a better job tapering what he's using at any given moment, and, you know, having a better strategy. I think Austin Wells may play a nice role in that. I'd love to see those two guys get more opportunities together because I know Austin Wells has a really good feel for how pitchers are feeling on the mound, if they're feeling a little bit too aggressive, you know, balancing them out, evening out their stuff, and keeping them committed to the game plan. So I do really like the fact that Clark Schmidt has taken some big steps forward, adding a pitch, you know, looking to Stroman for support there, looking to the veteran experience. Gerrit Cole's one of his you know, kind of premium mentors that he's had over the last year or two. He needs to step up. You know, this is a year where, you know, last season, Clark Schmidt was a middle of the rotation arm because we didn't have anything else, right? That's why he was. But this year, he's our number five. You know, he's essentially Domingo Herman's replacement as the number five this season. And his upside, I think, is a mid-rotation guy that has a sub-4 ERA. I would love, like, you know, Ryan, in a perfect world, where would you hope his ERA lands? You know, where do you think his upside really lies in year two as a prominent starter in this rotation?
Yeah, so, you know, looking at, like, let's be realistic here. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, perfect world, he wins Cy Young, right? In a perfect world, like an ideal, realistic one, you know, I think, yeah, as you mentioned, sub-4 ERA and makes 30 starts. I think, you know, if he gives you 180 innings, like a 3.8 ERA, that's a pretty good win. Like, that's a win. That's exactly what you want. That's more than what you could ask for. You know, I think that you kind of talked about sequencing and kind of, you know, how that could change with a fifth pitch. You know, I'm not saying he should platoon his pitches exactly. He kind of does a pretty good job of, like, mixing in the sinker when he needs to against lefties, throwing the cutter to righties, kind of, you know, I guess mixing in everything against, you know, kind of throwing the kitchen sink at, you know, righties and lefties. But he has five pitches now. So, you know, with five pitches, you can kind of, you know, as you mentioned, you can kind of, you know, open an inning and say, all right, I'm facing three right-handed batters, sinker and sweeper, right? I'm going sinker, sweeper, and I'm just, you know, I've got, you know, first inning, you know, you've got your best stuff probably, or at least you've got your highest velocity. Start ripping that sweeper and start ripping that sinker and just get a bunch of strikeouts and groundouts. You know, you'll be able to kind of tear apart a right-handed lineup doing that. You know, and as you start seeing lefties in there, you start incorporating the cutter, the curveball, the changeup. It kind of just depends on what he's feeling that day. That's another thing, too. You know, any starting pitcher, any pitcher in general will tell you, sometimes you just don't have a pitch. Sometimes you're like, I don't have my cutter today. Or, oh, I don't have my fastball today. I don't have my breaking ball today. Whatever it may be. And if you don't have one of those pitches and you're like a two-pitch pitcher or a three-pitch pitcher, you're kind of screwed. If Carlos Rodon woke up and said, man, I don't have my fastball today, he's going to suck, right? He's going to be really bad at that. He's going to be awful. We saw that last year. It was like, yeah, he doesn't have his fastball command. So he has a 7 ERA, you know what I mean? Or he gets bombed by the Kansas City Royals, who were awful last year. You know, Schmidt having multiple pitches means he can say, all right, I don't have my cutter today. I'll go, you know, if I have a left-handed batter up, I can go to my changeup a little more. I can throw a few more curveballs in there. I can, you know, I guess kind of throw in my sinker when I need to. He's still got four other pitches to work with. If he doesn't have his changeup, which is going to be a lower usage pitch for him, cool, he's got his cutter, sinker, curveball, sweeper, kind of what he expected to have going into the year. If he doesn't have his sinker, he has his cutter, which he's pretty aggressive with. He's got his curveball, he's got everything to throw. So I just think it's really important for him to have a deeper arsenal. I think the expectations for him are going to be a little bit, they're going to be interesting, because you don't necessarily expect him to be an ace. You don't look at him like the way you look at Cortez and Rodon and say, these have been guys who have been all-stars. Stroman as well, I'm sorry. I kind of, like, I mentioned him and I kind of didn't. He was a first-half all-star. Those are three guys you can totally see having great years. There isn't that same expectation for Schmidt, but I think there's a good chance he could kind of leap expectations and really emerge. He's the guy who has thrown the most innings outside of Gerrit Cole in that rotation. He's the guy who has some of the best stuff, really, in that rotation. And he's one of the guys where you're like, yeah, I'm kind of sure he can locate everything. I think he knows where it's going. I just don't think he had everything he needed to get out lefties last year, and I think now he finally does.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's going to be a big part in his game, but we'll see how Clark Schmidt takes these big developmental steps forward. And, you know, by all accounts, it seems like he's going to be a better pitcher in 2024, which is exactly what we need. If he can become a really solid five, if not climb that rotation into the 3-4 range, I think that we'd be really happy with that. And end of the day, the Yankees need him to step up. This is not a situation where, like, we hope he does. They need him to be a good pitcher this year if you want to win a World Series. So the hope is he can accomplish that. We'll see how it goes. And, you know, we're rooting for the guy, but as always, my friends, always happy to hear your thoughts below in the YouTube comment section. Make sure to like and subscribe as always, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode.